Welcome to the Gospel Everyday Podcast, following along with the Mariners Church Annual Read. This year, we are reading Holiness Day by Day by Jerry Bridges. We hope that you'll be filled with fresh insight and joy as you spend time discovering more about our thrilling God.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the Gospel Everyday Podcast. I'm your host, Anthony Rivera, and I serve as the discipleship pastor here at Mariners Church Mission Viejo. Today, we're diving into two powerhouse concepts in our faith journey, kindness and goodness. So let's jump right in. Today's text we read from Acts 10, verse 38, where it describes Jesus as someone who went about doing good. Pretty powerful, right? So what does it even mean to be kind and good? Here's how I see it. Kindness is like a warm feeling inside, a genuine desire for others' happiness. It's like the Holy Spirit whispering in our hearts, making us sensitive to the needs of those around us, whether big or small. Maybe kindness, it can look like a simple smile to someone who seems down, a sincere thank you to the barista, or a word of encouragement to a friend going through a tough time. These acts don't cost a dime, but they show we truly care about those around us. Now, goodness is where kindness actually takes action. It's more than just a feeling. It's putting that kindness into practice. Maybe it's helping a neighbor carry groceries. Maybe it's partnering with Mariners Church Outreach for a survey experience or simply offering a listening ear to someone who needs it. Now, let's be honest for a moment. Sometimes we get caught up in our lives, our schedules, our problems, our to-do lists. But maybe the more we experience God's grace, the more our focus actually expands outwardly. We can develop a genuine interest in the people around us and their happiness when we actually allow ourselves to experience the God-given grace that He gives us for us. See, the Bible tells us that Jesus Himself was the ultimate example of goodness. In Acts 10:38, it says, Jesus of Nazareth, who went about doing good. When we strive to be Christ-like, we too can become more sensitive to how we can meet the needs of others. Let's take a moment to look at Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. Paul's writing here and he says, "Therefore I urge you to offer yourself as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and rational worship. Don't conform to the world's expectations, but let God transform you inwardly by renewing your mind. Then you will be able to discern God's will and understand what He has determined, what is good and pleasing and perfect." Now, here's the key takeaway. Before we can truly give back, we need to reflect on the incredible gift that we've been given, God's own kindness and goodness. Kindness and goodness, they are not burdens. They are overflowing expressions of the love that we've received. See, because Paul, he reminds us that true worship isn't confined to a few songs on Sunday, but rather it's about a life lived devoted to God. So everywhere and every day is a moment of worship. At work, in the car right now, at home, every moment is an opportunity to worship God. So think of it like this. When I'm preparing waffles with my son for breakfast, we're throwing ingredients into the batter, we're mixing it up, and then after we've finished putting all the ingredients in, we actually put it into a waffle maker. Now, there's two key components here, is that the ingredients that we put into the batter actually impact the flavor of the waffle, and the waffle maker that we put it into actually has the shape of the waffle. And similarly, I like to think of how we are with God. So when we think of God's kindness and His goodness, it is a flavor that sinks deep within us when we are allowing it to sink deep within our soul. And then when we are shaped by the gospel, when we are shaped by His word, when we are shaped by His grace, that actually shapes how we extend kindness and goodness to others. And so similarly, when we choose kindness and goodness, our lives will actually become a reflection of our Heavenly Father's own character. So this week, I want to challenge you. What would it look like for you to be a living example of kindness and goodness? Maybe you have to look for opportunities to share a smile, lend a helping hand, or simply offer a listening ear. Remember, even the smallest acts can make a huge impact. So there you have it. We talked about kindness and goodness, two powerful tools in our faith journey. By following Jesus' example, we can make the world a brighter place by one act of kindness at a time. Thank you so much for listening to the Gospel Everyday podcast. I want to take a moment to pray as we end this episode. So God, I thank you so much for the listener today. I pray, God, that you are reminding them of your kindness and your goodness. And I prayerfully ask that you would open up their eyes today to extend kindness and goodness. In your name, amen. Thank you again for listening. Until next time.
Thanks so much for making the Gospel Everyday podcast an important part of your day. Hit that subscribe button if you haven't yet, and we'd love it if you can take a few moments to rate and review the podcast. Tune in tomorrow for brand new content. If you'd like more information about Mariners Church, download the Mariners app at your favorite app store or visit marinerschurch.org.